What's wrong with me?
Mez curls and uncurls her paws, worry springing her eyes back open each time she tries to scrunch them shut. All of the other panthers in the den are asleep, as any normal panther should be. It's daytime. So why is she awake? Why is she on the wrong side of the veil? She starts counting ants, hoping that will make her sleepy. No creature can know any place better than Mez knows this den. It's a thick warren of brambles and vines, crawling with leafcutter ants and nestled deep within the intersection of two ancient trees. Snug and safe from any daywalkers that might do them harm. Maybe Aunt Usha would be safe if she slept outside. Mez couldn't imagine any animal alive foolish enough to attack her. Usha's long, muscular body, covered in lustrous brown-black fur, is curled protectively around her nurslings. She snores softly, the vibrations spreading calmness over the sleeping cubs. Mez eases away from Aunt Usha and pads to the far side of the den. There she nudges aside brambles to create a triangle of blue within the roof so she can see the sunlit sky. Mez shivers. Day is a time of legendary creatures, monsters no nightwalker has ever seen. She stares into the light blue, a shade that simply doesn't exist at night. Even the butterflies keep their azure wings shut while the moon is in power. Mez gets lost in contemplating the color and has no idea how much time has gone by when the blue triangle suddenly flashes green and tan. Mez recognizes the scales of an emerald tree boa. But boas are nightwalkers, like panthers, so no boa should be awake during the day. It's another animal up during the wrong time, like her. Mez darts to her paws, whiskers perking. Chumba sighs and shifts in her sleep. Even though Mez knows her sister, like any proper panther, can't wake up during the daytime, she crouches, motionless, until Chumba settles back down. Sure enough, she rolls from Mez and burrows her whiskers and ears under her foreleg, soon snoring away. By the time Mez looks back up, the exposed triangle of the day world is blue again. The mysterious snake is gone. Mez's stalking posture relaxes, and she lies back down, thrashing her tail and flicking her ears in irritation at the flood of adrenaline with nowhere to go. Heart still racing, she lowers her head to her front paws and goes back to counting ants. Why are there always so many of them? Her cousin Mist claims there were no ants at all in Caldera until the night Mez and Chumba's mother died, when the sisters came to live in Usha's den. Mez doesn't believe that, because how would the Ant Queen's constellation have gotten into the sky if there hadn't been any ants before? All the same, it does seem like there are more and more leafcutters wandering through the den each night. She traps one under her paw to give herself something to do, then feels bad and lets the ant continue on its way to wherever it is that ants go. She's not even aware that her tail is still flicking until it runs under Chumba's nose, making her sister sneeze in her sleep. "Wake up," Mez pleads. Usually the ants zig and zag along the rainforest floor, but now they've started streaming along the ground in a straight line. She wonders what they're racing toward, or away from. As she watches the insects, Mez's thoughts unravel, moving from the strange behavior of the ants to imagining the night's hunt, chasing moths with Chumba and sniffing through musty thickets in search of plump rodents. She snaps to attention when she sees the flash of green and tan again. The boa is back. Mez is instantly on her paws, body rigid and teeth bared. She listens for the snake, but any sounds of its passage are muffled by the murmurs of the daytime rainforest, the constant patter of rain, the droning cicadas and shrieking birds. Usha had carefully placed her family's den along a nearly impenetrable alley of vines and brambles. It's unlikely this boa would simply happen upon it. Is he hunting them?